Hi there, listener. It's Matthew. You've come looking for an episode of the Children's Book Podcast, and you've found it. Hooray! But you're probably wondering why the name of the podcast has changed. After 8 years of doing the Children's Book Podcast, I began a new career as head of podcasts at A Kids Company About, where I now oversee a podcast network dedicated to producing original content that talks up to kids, centers the things going on in their world, and engages and challenges how they see the world and themselves. All of the episodes of the Children's Book Podcast are still here, but now, if you're subscribed, you'll get new episodes of Worth Noting, a kids podcast about current events, hosted by me. Something for you and the young people in your life to enjoy together. Enjoy this episode, and I hope you'll check out Worth Noting and other podcasts from A Kids Company About. Five books reviewed in 5 minutes. It's the best book ever this week. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the best book ever this week. I'm Matthew Winner, elementary school librarian, author of the Busy Librarian blog, and host of the Let's Get Busy podcast, here with five books reviewed in 5 minutes. No script, no rehearsal, no lip service. Publishers send me books to review, and I share my thoughts with you. First up is Bird and Diz, which is by Gary Golio and art by Ed Young, and this is published by Candlewick Press. This is the story of Charlie Bird Parker and Dizzy Dizz Gillespie, and the way that when they play together, they created what we now call bebop, that sort of jazz fusion that is full of popping and livelihood and just energy, and it was unlike anything ever heard before. And this book is unlike anything I've seen before. The illustrations are this like frenetic, colorful explosion, an art that folds out and out and out and out, like one super long poster going one way, talking about Bird, and then you fold it back up and kind of flip the other way, and it talks all about Dizzy. And it's outstanding. It's so beautiful. Ed did such beautiful work on the art. And I don't know. It's just something that I imagine Gary also, his text is so playful and fun and jumping around like the music. But I can't wait to see readers reading this and just folding it out. Because when you fold the entire thing out, it's something like, I don't know, 4 or 5 or 6 feet long. It's amazing. It's just something that kids are going to remember a lot. Second up is Spots in a Box by Helen Ward. This is published by Templar. And in this story, there's a guinea hen among guinea hens that are all spotted. This one doesn't have any spots. And so he goes about trying to find different spots. And so every sort of different kind of spot you can imagine, from paint splatters to connect the dots to the spots on top of letters, are explored. And there's features in here that include holes in the page and sparkly dots and sort of popped out dots, and it's fun, rhyming, wonderful, Spots in a Box. I like it. Book number three is The Death of the Hat, a brief history of poetry and 50 objects. This is a collection by that pair that we've come to love so much for these wonderful poetry collections, Paul B. Janesco, and illustrations by Chris Roschka. And in this, as it's implied, we go through a history of poetry all the way from the Middle Ages up till postmodern, looking at poetry that examines objects. And I love that among the poems that I've never heard of before, we also see featured The Red Wheelbarrow by William Carlos Williams, which many of us know from Love That Dog, and other poetry that you may or may not recognize, but is nonetheless really fun to read and to read aloud. And again, extending all the way from the early Middle Ages, where we're writing about wild geese and grass and bookworms, all the way up to contemporary and postmodern, where we're writing about stamps and birthday cards and mushrooms and manhole covers. It's a beautiful book. It's a wonderful collection. I loved every single poem that I read in it, and it's one that I think will stand up in libraries for those trying to connect with poetry and their young readers. Book number four is Orion in the Dark by Emma Yartlett. This is published by Templar books. And in this story, we have a boy, Orion, who is so afraid of the dark and so afraid of many other things. And the dark one day sort of materializes and come visits him and shows him that it's okay to be afraid, but yet there's nothing to be afraid of. Emma's illustrations in this are beautiful to look at, and her text is so fun. She's got great graphic illustrated text, and it's the play on light and dark, and the blues and the different blue hues that she uses just make this book something that's so easy to return to over and over. And in fact, we have in our house returned to it over and over and over during our bedtime reads. But my best book ever this week, the one that I cannot stop thinking about, is Sweep Up the Sun by Helen Frost and Rick Leader. And you might remember this pairing from Step Out Gently, that poem book of different insects shown in photograph. This has birds in photograph, along with this wonderful poem that all I can think of is the way that so many graduates or so many kids receive this book, The Places You Will Go by Dr. Seuss. And do you know where they have each year a different teacher that you've had sends a different page in order to make kind of this book of your K-12 history? This, I feel like, is the next book for that. It's such a great inspirational you don't know where you're going in this world, but just step out boldly and take hold of everything that life is offering you. This book, Sweep Up the Sun, does exactly that. And the pictures are gorgeous to look at these birds flying and taking flight and growing and soaring. It's a majestic and gorgeous book. And that's why I'm calling Sweep Up the Sun by Helen Frost and Rick Leader the best book ever this week. Way to go! Well, that was 5 books reviewed in 5 minutes. I hope you enjoyed this special segment of the Let's Get Busy podcast, and I look forward to bringing you 5 more books reviewed in the future. And as always, you can find the books reviewed this episode in the episode show notes, along with the names of their authors, illustrators, and publishers. Check them out at your local library or independent bookstore, and I do hope you all have a great week. We know you value what you put in front of your kids, especially when it comes to screens and podcasts. That's why we're excited to share a new podcast from our friends at Sleepiest, creating bedtime stories to help your kids fall asleep fast.
Hello, Abby here. If you've got children and find bedtime's a struggle, I'd like to tell you about Coco Sleep, a children's story podcast designed to make bedtime a dream. Coco Sleep turns a chaotic bedtime into cozy bonding time. The stories are delivered in a pace that gently slows. Rumour has it that no one's ever heard an ending. So search Coco Sleep on your favourite podcast app and let's make bedtime a dream. That's K-O-K-O Sleep, and I'll see you there.